Looking back, I think the summers that I spent teaching at Breadloaf, I wouldn't say teaching, one as a staff member there, were just the most delightful interludes. They were wonderful, and I think I was there, what did I say, six times, seven times? That was how I met Bill Meredith, back when he was still Bill Meredith. And we went to Bulgaria together. I have a poem about that. He came frequently to visit us here, and because he was not allergic to poison ivy, he would arrive and he would say, I didn't bring you any tea towels or chocolate, just point me at your poison ivy and I'll give you an hour of pulling it out. And he did, which was wonderful. He was just a lovely man and a very fine poet. And we were very close, so we sort of made a pact that we would only do Breadloaf when we could do it together, drive up together. And he would say, when they took the staff photograph, he would say, sit close to me, it's good for my image. Because, of course, he was gay. I don't think I knew he was gay initially, and he was pretty close-mouthed about it. But, of course, you know, one discovers these things. We did workshops together at Breadloaf, and they were a lot of fun. The best thing about Breadloaf was the social life that the staff enjoyed. We had our own little cabin called Tremont, and Bill and I and Sandy Martin, who was the assistant director under John Chardy, used to go mushrooming together. In fact, if it was raining, Chardy would ring the bell at noon lunch and say, The witch of fungi will lead a mushroom walk at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can assemble in front of whatever, whatever. And off we would go. And then we would bring them back to Tremont, where we always assembled for pre-prandial drinks. And there was a frying pan, electric frying pan, and we would clean and cook these up and nibble on them. It was interesting to me that the Southern writers wouldn't touch them. They were much more frightened of being poisoned than the New Englanders. But we had some wonderful... And I have a poem that I'm still quite fond of called Young Nun at Breadloaf about going mushrooming with this nun with whom I'm still in touch. In fact, she just sent me her first book written when she was 76. Describing us out there finding the chanterelles, and she's saying, we are doing God's work, we too. And I said, she the young girl in a Renoir painting, I an old Jew. But it was the social life, the fun and games, getting to meet a lot of writers I would not certainly otherwise have met, and friendships that have always endured, I will say that for them. I suppose I could call up some names. I'm thinking of Marvin Bell. I'm thinking of John Gardner. John was there. He was an icon. Very important figure for the younger writers. Just so many others.